Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Reza Zulkarpi dan ini Niaga Awal ni. Kita mulakan dengan perkembangan pasaran saham serantau dan juga Amerika Syarikat. Saham di Asia Pasifik dijangka didagang bercampur dengan pelabur menimbangkan peningkatan kes COVID-19 di Eropah. Terdahulu, saham di Bursa Amerika catatkan kejatuhan pada Selasa dengan pelabur risau tentang kos perbelanjaan infrastruktur dan juga kemungkinan cukai akan dinaikkan. Ini untuk bayar pelan bantuan $1.9 trilion. Ini selepas kenyataan daripada Menteri Kewangan Amerika, Setiausaha Pembenaraan Janet Yellen, yang ekonomi Amerika kekal dalam krisis dan dijangka meningkatkan cukai untuk biaya pelaburan awam baru. Menurut laporan Reuters, ini menimbulkan kerisauan yang pasaran ketika ini terlebih dinilai. Pakar yang dipetik Reuters jangka akan ada potensi jualan dalam masa terdekat dan risiko menurun dijangka berlaku dengan pantas. Dalam masa yang sama, harga minyak jatuh lebih 3% dengan kerisauan sekatan baru yang meluas di Eropah dan program vaksinasi yang perlahan. Ini akan mengurangkan permintaan untuk sektor tenaga. Sementara itu, indeks ketidaktentuan CBOE yang sebelum ini berada pada tahap 13 bulan terendah naik 11%. Pada penutup, indeks Dow Jones jatuh 308 mata, Nasdaq jatuh 149 mata dan S&P 500 jatuh 30 mata. Seterusnya, Setiausaha Pembenaraan Amerika Janet Yellen dan Pengerusi Simpanan Persekutuan Jerome Powell gesa lebih banyak langkah diambil untuk kurangkan kesan COVID-19 ke atas ekonomi terbesar dunia itu. Kedua individu berkenaan melihat langkah tambahan ini penting untuk memastikan pemulihan penuh ekonomi Amerika Syarikat.
Kedua mereka dalam keterangan kepada jawatan kuasa Perkhidmatan Kewangan Dewan Perwakilan Amerika turut bernada positif tentang masa depan ekonomi Amerika.
Well, we're seeing signs of recovery. We should be clear-eyed about the hole we're digging out of. The country is still down nearly 10 million jobs from its pre-pandemic peak. 1 in 10 homeowners with a mortgage are behind on their payments. And almost 1 in 5 renters are behind on their rent. There are 22 million people who say they don't have enough food to eat. 1 in 10 adults are hungry in America. I looked at data like these and I worried that the COVID economy was going to keep hurting millions of people now and haunt them long after the health emergency was over.
Yellen turut mengucapkan terima kasih kepada Kongres kerana meluluskan pelan rangsangan Presiden Joe Biden bernilai $1.9 trilion. Beliau dalam masa yang sama percaya pasaran kerja Amerika mampu pulih pada tahun depan.
Today, the situation is much improved. While the economic fallout has been real and widespread, the worst was avoided by swift and vigorous action from Congress and the Federal Reserve, from across government and cities and towns, and from individual communities in the private sector. Indicators of economic activity and employment have turned up recently. Household spending on goods has risen notably so far this year, although spending on services remains low, especially in sectors that typically require in-person gatherings.
Tambah Powell, pemulihan berlaku lebih pantas daripada yang dijangka sebelum ini, susulan langkah yang diambil dalam dasar monetary dan fiskal. Amerika kini secara terkumpul telah luluskan lebih $5 trilion pakej rangsangan untuk kurangkan kesan COVID-19 ke atas ekonominya dan untuk catatkan pemulihan.
Dan untuk membincangkan berkenaan dengan Bursa Amerika, kita bersama dengan Wong Wai Ken, Pengurus Negara Malaysia Stashway, dan juga kita akan bincangkan atau memulakan dengan perbincangan berkenaan dengan pasaran Asia. Wai Ken, yesterday Baidu made its debut in Hong Kong. Tell us about that and did you see sentiment towards tech stock in Asia still strong?
Yes, morning Reza. So it was a momentous day for Baidu, which is China's version of Google. They raised $3.1 billion from a secondary listing in Hong Kong, as you mentioned. So, well, it's a mixed picture because the first day of trading was flat, rising only 2% in intraday. But, you know, because Baidu hasn't been targeted for the antitrust measures like Alibaba and Tencent, IPO was very well subscribed. So institutions oversubscribed their portion by 10 times. So that's very, very healthy. I do think for tech in China especially, sentiment was eroded in November and December because of the calling off of and cancellation of the Ant Financial IPO, and then the antitrust investigations in Alibaba. So you need to be more selective when it comes to China tech names, the same way you have to be more selective when it comes to US tech names. But that's where the power of diversification is very, very important, because while Alibaba has fallen, say, 12% in the last 6 months, Chinese tech ETF that we track, KWEB, Crane Shares, actually is up 22%. Year to date, that same ETF is also up 7%. So we have to look towards the long term. We have to look towards diversification, because there's other segments in the Chinese tech sector that's providing that offset. Yeah. So there are the chip makers and 5G network beneficiaries, for example, in the mix. So there's different contributors to all the overall sector. All in all, you just have to be more diversified and a little bit more selective if you are picking single stocks.
Is there a shift towards cyclical stocks in Asia, mirroring what is happening in the US?
Yes. So I think overall, the theme of the global reopening and the vaccine rollout is well underway. Borders are opening up slowly, although there are setbacks like we saw in Europe. Fund flows are going into sectors, call it a rotation, that were not doing well last year, you know, sectors that didn't do very well. And sectors that did well last year are taking a breather or declining. Right? So last year, tech and gold did very well. But this year, you know, we are seeing the cyclicals do very well. So, for example, small caps, I'm quoting ETFs here. Small caps are up 17% year to date. Energy ETF up 28%, which is a great recovery. Financials as well, 13%. Even REITs are making a comeback, a single digit gains year to date. So the sector rotation is definitely underway.
And moving on to the US market, Jerome Powell has again stated that the US economy is expected to grow stronger and that the Fed will continue to keep interest rates low until perhaps 2023. What else did we get from the announcement or the statement, the testimony to the House Finance Committee yesterday?
Right. So another reiteration from the Fed that strong growth is expected. Actually, they quoted a consensus of 6.5% in 2021, and that rates will continue to be low until 2023 to support the recovering economy. So while the economy seems to be gathering steam, it's far from fully recovering from the damage. Jerome Powell did mention that the Fed will remain supportive of the economic recovery for as long as it takes. So I think that's the key phrase here. They also mentioned, you know, obviously to be accommodative, to keep interest rates near zero, and until the labor market is at maximum employment and inflation has gone back to the historical levels around 2%, and to track 2% for some time. So it's not like they're going to just clamp down once it reaches 2%. In January, inflation was still under control around 1.5%. But the reason that the market has been so volatile is because the market doesn't believe that these rates will be held at zero for so long, because they think that growth will be very good and that the Fed will be forced to raise rates before 2023, which is why you see this push and pull between expectations.
Let's look at Janet Yellen's statement. She says that tax hike could happen to finance public spending and infrastructure projects in the US. This sent the key indices at the New York Stock Exchange down. How would this affect future earnings?
Yeah, so naturally, when you want to spend big, you need to finance it some way, right? And the Biden administration is spending big. As the prelude to this conversation, you know, there was talk about a $3 trillion infrastructure and clean energy spend, right? So they need to finance it. And Janet Yellen is saying that borrowing is feasible because rates are low, borrowing makes sense. Mm-hmm. They will be borrowing at the same rates as they were in 2007. So it makes sense from our perspective. Just to give our viewers some context, the program will feature a lot of initiatives from infrastructure, spending and combating climate change, increasing subsidies for the child and elder care, and then more funding towards workers and their healthcare rights, things like Obamacare. So naturally, higher taxes is something that the market doesn't like. During the Trump administration, when they had tax cuts, the market did respond very well. I don't think that this will necessarily be bad for the economy. It's just that you need to take a longer term view. In terms of taxes, the Biden administration has looked to raising corporate taxes, increasing the income tax for high net worth individuals, higher capital gains tax. But there's also benefits that can be gained for this infrastructure and clean energy bill. And it's normal to have volatility, even corrections in the short term.
You mentioned volatility twice. The CBOE volatility index went up by 11% yesterday. Is this worrying?
Well, there's a lot of liquidity in the market. So any kind of variation to the smooth and sailing picture of economies reopening and the vaccines being rolled out is going to see some spike in volatility, right? So we saw some of the momentum of the recovery reduced yesterday. And naturally, because of that, the VIX, the volatility index that you mentioned, is spiking, but it's not that concerning. Just to give people an idea of what the risk factors were, oil was a factor because it dipped below 60. Inflation, it is still a fear because of the expectations, that investors and the Fed are playing tug of war with, which I talked about. So there will always be short-term jitters like this, and you need to have a longer-term view when it comes to investing, right? Because the vaccine rollout will still happen, the global economy will still reopen, and corporate earnings will still improve. It's just the speed of the recovery which is in question. So the big picture is largely still intact, and I think there's no cause for large concern. We're definitely not in a risky situation as we were, say, last year.
But experts interviewed by Reuters fear that this tax hike could perhaps lead to a sell-off. And if that happens, it would happen quite fast. How far in the horizon is this?
Well, I think it's quite alarmist to call for a sell-off. And naturally, when you have corrections in the market, and this is, say, below 20% decrease, they do happen quite fast. They do happen once or twice a year, which is normal for the US market. But it's no cause for concern, because if the experts that you quoted are worried about the infrastructure spending and the taxes being raised, they have to view it in balance, because while there may be higher taxes, that $3 trillion bill can be seen of a stimulus of sorts. And it will result in wide-ranging infrastructure projects from the government, jobs will improve, unemployment will decrease, and there will be more sustainable growth as well, because some of this is going towards clean energy to combat climate change, right? And there are always ways to do this. There's also a chance to revitalize certain sectors like manufacturing and housing, building and education and healthcare. So I think it's a bit alarmist to call for a correction in the short term, but even then, it's normal to have volatility. So as I said before, it's important to look beyond the noise, beyond the short term, if you want to gain long-term wealth, right? So there's always going to be hot sectors, there's always going to be corrections. Just have to be well diversified.
And Jerome Powell said that growth will continue to increase or to happen in the U.S. And he also said that the consumers are spending again and buying goods. Is it time for cyclical stocks in the U.S.?
Yeah, the theme of the cyclical sectors in the U.S. and around the world is already well underway. Mm-hmm. Earlier, I mentioned that small caps, financials, energy, even REITs are doing very well. So it's basically a flow of capital from the sectors that did very hot last year, say from gold and from tech, and going to more cyclicals. So I think it's also a broader theme, because it's not just a US theme. I think even in exporting countries like Malaysia and Asia in general, rotation is well underway. So the cyclical recovery is something that is definitely a result, logically speaking, from the vaccine rollout and the borders opening up gradually.
Okay, on that note, thank you very much Wong Wai Ken, Pengurus Negara Malaysia untuk stesen yang bincangkan berkenaan dengan pasaran di Asia dan juga di Amerika Syarikat susulan daripada kenyataan yang diberikan oleh Jerome Powell dan juga Janet Yellen kepada Dewan Perwakilan Amerika dan juga berkenaan dengan apa yang berlaku di Bursa Saham Amerika pada semalam. Kita akan berehat seketika kembali selepas ini.